Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. We are continuing the Mishnah Yomi in Trumot. Yesterday we finished Shvi'it and began the very first Mishnah of Trumot. So now we are on the second Mishnah in the first Perek. Today we have a very special Day of Learning sponsorship in memory of Eliezer Ben Shalom by his children Shterna Kovacs and Menachem Kovacs on his 20th Yahrzeit. My grandfather's neshama should have an aliyah through our learning, and his family a nechama. Now we're picking up in Mishnah Beis, first perek of Trumot. Yesterday we mentioned five people cannot take truma, and even if they went through the motions of taking truma, it does not work. Now Mishnah Beis says a cheresh hamedaber ve'inu shemeya. A cheresh. Now cheresh is usually a both deaf and mute, but here he's able to speak, but not able to hear. So perhaps he had an injury or an illness, lo aleinu, where he used to be able to hear, and he learned how to speak, and now he cannot hear, but he can still speak. So lo yitrom, so he should not take truma lechatchila. The Bartnura says, lechatchila the tzarech lashmiya le'ozno k'shivarech, because lechatchila, when you make a bracha, you need to hear it, lechatchila. So even during Shemon Esrei, we whisper, but the brachot, we want to hear them. We want people to say amen, but we need to at least hear it ourselves. And he can't hear it, but he can still speak out the bracha. If he does make the bracha, take the truma, it is valid. The Mishnah explains, cherish shedibru bo chachamim bekumakom, the cherish that our sages discuss all over the Mishnah and the Gemara, she'eino lo shomea velo medaber. Is Stam Cheresh, the average Cheresh that they're talking about, he doesn't hear and he doesn't speak. And that's why such a Cheresh is assumed to have limited intellectual capacity, because a key part of intellectual development is learning to communicate, learning to hear and speak and understand language. And famously in Bereshit, and the nefesh chaya of man, the living soul of man, is translated by the Targum Onkelos as ruach memalala, a speaking spirit. So you see that communication is a key function of being a human being. Now, there are certainly animals who communicate, but they don't have the same linguistic capacity. They don't have a written language. They don't have the ability to share wisdom from one generation to another, with nitzchius, with perpetuity. Like, we have the ability to communicate in language and write it down, and write down these mishnayot from 2,000 plus years ago, and to share them with our children, great-grandchildren, all of these things. It's such a bracha to appreciate the capacity to use language. Good, Mishnah Gimel. Katan shalohevi shtei sairot. A katan who did not develop two hairs below the belt, so he's not a godel yet. He's not legally an adult. Rabbi Yehuda omer trumato truma. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan could still take truma. Katan, of course, if he's a kohen or in the household of a kohen, he's eating truma, so he's in the parsha of truma. So Rabbi Yehuda says his truma is valid. Rabbi Yossi has a different chiluk. Rabbi Yossi omer ad shelo ba la'onat nedarim en trumato truma. Until he reaches the age of nedarim, his truma is not actually truma. Now, the age of Nedarim is actually younger than Bar Mitzvah. It's 12 and a day for boys and 11 and a day for girls. We're going to discuss this in detail in Masechet Nedarim. But at that age, even though they're not a Gadol, even though they don't make business transactions, they could make Hekdesh. They could make a Neder. They could give a vow. They could donate something to the temple, to the Beit HaMikdash, and that is binding on them because they're mature enough to understand what they're doing, legabe giving something to Hashem or making a neder upon themselves. Misha bala onadarim trumato truma. So Rabbi Yossi says when he gets to this age, 12 and a day for a boy or 11 and a day for a girl, he does have the requisite mindset. His truma is somewhat similar to a neder. He can make a neder and it's binding, so too the truma is binding. The Bartnura says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. There's an interesting issue that may come up in a zimun. Now, in a zimun, Ashkenazim do not join a katan, but the Shulchan Aruch rules in Orech Chaim 199, Halacha 10, that we could join a katan, so the Sfardim could join a katan to a zimun. You know, Rabbi sign the varech. But what kind of katan? So they say at age 10, for that halacha, he is old enough to understand who is really receiving the bracha. Now, Baruch Hashem, we train children even younger than 10 to make a bracha, but at age 10, he could even join a zimun, a formal zimun, to start Birkat HaMazon, because he knows to whom he's making the bracha. So it's interesting to have these different ages of cutoff for different levels of intellectual and psychological, spiritual development in children. It could be even godless, even 13 or even 12 or maybe even 10. Shkoyach Rabosai, have a blessed day.